Hi, I'm Toby. I want to tell you about an amazing evening excursion I went on last week. We took a small vessel down our town's river to go bat watching. I went with my parents, but the whole thing was actually organised by my uncle. He used to be a biology teacher, which was his first career, but now he works as a wildlife photographer, so he knows all the absolute best spots for nature watching in our local area. When we got down to the riverbank just before sunset, I saw our vessel waiting for us. I was honestly expecting a typical noisy tourist cruiser, or perhaps maybe just a simple rowing boat, given how narrow the river is. However, this vessel was actually equipped with an electric motor, which made it completely silent as it moved through the water. The captain explained that this meant we wouldn't scare the shy animals away as we approached.
Once we set off and the sky began to darken, our guide started sharing some truly fascinating facts. I had always thought bats just had incredible eyesight to see in the pitch black of the night. Actually, they rely entirely on sound waves to find their way around, constantly bouncing echoes off trees and bugs to navigate effectively. It's a biological system called echolocation, and it's highly accurate.
Speaking of bugs, I naturally assumed that all bats strictly survived on a diet of moths, beetles, and mosquitoes. The guide told us that while that's absolutely true for the many species we have right here, in other tropical parts of the world, a large number of them actually prefer fruit, and some even swoop down to catch fish. That really surprised me, as I had no idea their diets could be so varied.
Because humans can't naturally hear the extremely high-pitched calls of the bats, we needed some advanced technology to help us tune in to their frequency. I thought we'd just use a standard bat detector, like I've seen researchers use on TV documentaries, but the guide actually gave each of us a special microphone connected directly to a comfortable headset. It felt very professional.
When we first put the headsets on and switched them on, I wasn't entirely sure what to expect. My mum said the chaotic noise sounded a bit like a weird orchestra tuning up before a concert. To me, though, it didn't sound like music at all. It was exactly like a ticking clock that kept getting faster and faster as the bats got closer to their prey. It was thrilling to listen to. Even though we went out in the middle of summer, the temperature dropped significantly once the sun went down and the mist rolled in. The tour company had kindly provided some thick blankets for everyone, which was nice, but I was extremely relieved that I decided to pack my winter coat, because the chilly breeze coming off the water was absolutely freezing.
For the first hour of the trip, we only saw one or two lone bats circling near some old willow trees. We then floated silently past a wide grassy meadow, but it was still remarkably quiet. However, as we approached a massive stone bridge that crossed the river, dozens of bats suddenly emerged from the deep cracks in the masonry. It was an incredible spectacle to watch them swarming above us.
We didn't just see bats on our journey either. At one point, my dad pointed out what he firmly thought was a small duck swimming alongside us in the gloom. But looking closely through my camera lens, I realised it was actually a water vole. I managed to get a brilliant clear shot of it just before it vanished into the tall reeds.
The whole excursion was so inspiring and educational. I was originally going to write a standard article for the school newspaper about my summer holidays. Instead, I firmly decided to create a biology project focusing exclusively on protecting our local bat species and their habitats. I honestly can't wait to get started on the research.